Good morning. This is Dallas Townsend with the CBS World News Roundup. The Labor Department this morning issued its report on consumer prices in January, and it showed only a modest increase. Consumer prices rose 0.4% in December, and they went up even less than that last month, 0.3%, a sign that inflation at the consumer level is running at the slowest rate since the summer of 1980. President Reagan's proposed budget for fiscal 83 may suffer another blow this morning when Alice Rivlin, director of the Congressional Budget Office, testifies before the Senate Appropriations Committee. The CBO has been re-evaluating the budget, and congressional sources say the new analysis is likely to indicate that Mr. Reagan's projected deficit of $91.5 billion is about $10 billion too low. Neil Strozer reports that more talk about the budget is coming up today at the White House.
The Republican leaders of the Congress, Senate Majority Leader Howard Baker and House Minority Leader Robert Michael, are coming back here today to continue discussions begun Tuesday, when a larger group of congressional leaders told Mr. Reagan that his 1983 budget would not fly. The president said he would listen to a comprehensive alternative, but not to piecemeal plans. And when that meeting broke up, it was understood that Baker would go back to the Hill, consult his committee chairman, and try to come back with a plan that might be the subject of quiet negotiations. Instead, that very night, Chairman Peter Domenici of the Senate Budget Committee went public with his own plan. Attacking administration acceptance of what he called malignant deficits, Domenici proposed new taxes, a cutback in defense spending increases, a freeze on most domestic spending, and suspending cost of living increases for Social Security. The White House appears to feel Domenici got out ahead of the process, but because of his key position, officials also felt they had to be nice to him, and so his plan was duly hailed as a good-faith effort to come up with a comprehensive alternative. It isn't what the White House wants, but the Domenici move appears to have had the effect of quickening the pace of negotiation toward compromise, which is what the Republican congressional leadership wants. Neil Strauser, CBS News, the White House.
The Senate was in session until well past midnight, finally adjourning after more than 15 hours of filibustering by a small group of liberals led by Republican Lowell Weicker of Connecticut. They are trying to sidetrack anti-busing legislation sponsored by Republican Jesse Helms of North Carolina and Democrat Bennett Johnston of Louisiana. It would prohibit federal judges from ordering public school students to be bused more than 5 miles or 15 minutes from home to classroom, and it would prevent the Justice Department from asking federal courts to use busing as a remedy for racial segregation. Debate resumes later today.
Things have never been better. My stocks are up, my weight is down, and I'm driving a Datsun 310 GX.
Yeah, when you're in the new 1982 Datsun 310 GX, all is right with the world. You get front-wheel drive, economy, a new 1.5-liter engine. The Datsun 310, built by Nissan, delivers more power from less gas than ever before. EPA estimated 31 mpg, 45 highway with standard 5-speed. Use 31 for comparison, your mileage may differ. Highway mileage will probably be less.
You should see the extras I don't pay extra for.
So, let's see. New 5-speed overdrive, power disc brakes, reclining velour front buckets, electric rear window defroster.
Don't miss those steel-belted radials.
Now that's quality on the bottom line.
Datsun, we are driven.
See all the exciting 1982 Datsun cars and trucks at your Datsun dealer today.
President Reagan's Caribbean Basin Initiative has been getting a generally supportive response in Congress. Even so, there are questions about its workability. Mr. Reagan's trade representative, Ambassador Bill Brock, discussed them this morning in Washington with Bob Simon.
Ambassador Brock admitted that one of the biggest problems of the initiative is trying to help a country economically while it's in the throes of political turmoil, such as a civil war, as in El Salvador.
There's no way that an economy can get new investment if it's being subverted by bombs and terrorism, as is the case in El Salvador. But, you know, that just simply says that we've got to help them to stabilize that situation as they see fit, not as we try to impose it. And then maybe the economic measures will help in the longer term.
Brock insisted that the door is being left open for Nicaragua to participate in the initiative. All it has to do, he said, is begin adhering to what Brock referred to as hemispheric standards. Bob Simon, CBS News, Washington.
Reaction to President Reagan's initiative among most of the countries directly affected has been favorable for the most part, but Nicaragua has registered a strong dissent, reported from Managua by Charles Gomez.
One of the members of Nicaragua's National Directorate, Daniel Ortega, responded to President Reagan's address by saying, "Now we won't be able to sleep at night." Ortega was referring to Mr. Reagan's harsh stance against the country he told OAS members was exporting subversion throughout Central America. Another Nicaraguan official said simply of the president's speech, "It was laughable, foolish, and said nothing new." But for months, Nicaragua's leadership has taken the Reagan administration's tough talk anything but lightly. Banners around the capital of Managua urge Nicaraguans to be on full alert against U.S. intervention. There is fear here of a possible U.S. military action, a naval blockade, or even an invasion by U.S.-supported counter-revolutionaries. The army of 25,000 troops has been beefed up by 100,000 civilian militiamen. But such moves only fuel charges by the Reagan administration that instead of defending itself, Nicaragua is slowly drifting toward totalitarianism, posing a direct threat throughout the region. Charles Gomez, CBS News, Managua, Nicaragua.
Jamaica's Prime Minister Edward Sayaga describes the Reagan plan as bold, historic, far-reaching in concept. An air hijacking that lasted 9 hours ended during the night on the ground in Beirut. Don Cladstrup tells us about it.
Gunfire at Beirut International Airport shortly before last night's hijacking of a Kuwaiti airliner came to an end. Although the hijacking is over, there is no guarantee those responsible won't try again. The 12 gunmen who took over the airliner belong to a Shiite Muslim sect that has staged half a dozen hijackings in recent years to draw attention to their spiritual leader, Musa Saad, who disappeared during a visit to Libya in 1978. The hijackers say he is in jail, a prisoner of Colonel Gaddafi. The Libyan government denies it and contends the religious leader flew from Tripoli to Rome. But Italian authorities say he never showed up. Another senior Shiite clergyman, who negotiated the release of 105 passengers during yesterday's 9-hour drama, has promised to investigate. He said agreement has been reached to dispatch delegations to the United Nations, the International Court of Justice at The Hague, and the Arab League to plead for an international inquiry into what really happened. But unless investigators come up with a satisfactory answer, more hijackings by the imam's followers loom as a distinct possibility. Don Cladstrup, CBS News, Beirut.
Israel today is taking firm action against Arab villages in the occupied Golan Heights. Bob Fall reports from Tel Aviv.
The government is cracking down, virtually sealing off four Druze villages to keep out those the government calls communist agitators, arresting two more protest leaders yesterday and talking tough, accusing some Druze of serving so-called enemy interests. And still, the tiny community of 13,000 resists. Proud and stubborn members of an Islamic sect who consider themselves Syrian, not Israeli. For 12 days now, they have protested Israel's annexation of the Golan Heights by shunning jobs and schools and government offices, declining to pay taxes or to take government benefits. At first, government officials scoffed, said only a few were disgruntled, that the strike would not spread or last. The government was wrong. Now, those same officials have told the Druze they won't be compelled to be Israeli citizens or serve in the Israeli army. But they've also said annexation is here to stay. So despite division within the ranks of Druze leaders, the strike persists. More talks are scheduled this weekend over an issue which cannot be resolved with promises or threats, the issue of loyalty. Bob Fall, CBS News, Tel Aviv.
When you're coaxing up oil from a well 2 miles down, you don't waste a single drop. Neither does my Datsun pickup.
From one top customer to another.
The 1982 Datsun Diesel King Cab, built by Nissan. Better mileage than any gas-powered truck. More cab room than any compact diesel.
Enough room to recline the bucket seats.
And behind those buckets, over 7 cubic feet of inner space for available jump seats and safe cargo.
That's a comfort.
King Cab, long bed, or standard, every Datsun quality diesel pickup is EPA rated 33 MPG, 39 highway. Use 33 for comparison. Your mileage may differ. Highway mileage, lower.
Datsun, you sure are tough on your competition. I like that.
From one top customer to another, we are driven.
See all all the 1982 Datsun cars and trucks at your Datsun dealer.
The National Bureau of Standards this morning issued its verdict on the Hyatt Regency walkway collapse last July in Kansas City, a disaster that killed 113 people. John Ferrugia has the story in Gaithersburg, Maryland.
Experts at the National Bureau of Standards found that the structure holding up the Hyatt Regency's walkways was deficient. Officials concluded that critical connections between the walkways and the suspension rods from which they were hanging were capable of supporting less than one-third of the weight for which they were designed. Researchers found that according to Kansas City building codes, each of the eight connections holding up the second and fourth floor spans should have been able to support 68,000 pounds. In fact, each of the connections could hold only 18,600 pounds. Investigators also found that even though original construction drawings didn't satisfy building code requirements, the walkways were not built to specification. A design change which doubled the weight on each connection further aggravated the critical situation. NBS investigators estimated that some 63 people were on the walkways when they collapsed. 113 died in the disaster, 186 were injured. Experts concluded that besides design, the walkways were soundly constructed. Investigators say neither workmanship nor materials used in the walkways contributed to the collapse. John Ferrugia, CBS News, Gaithersburg, Maryland.
In Atlanta, CBS News correspondent Bruce Hall reports that the Wayne Williams murder trial has been adjourned for the day, closing arguments to be heard tomorrow. The dollar is holding firm today in most of the major foreign exchanges, and gold is up. The price was fixed in London at $368 an ounce, up 4.5.
Newsbreak. Charles Osgood reporting on the CBS Radio Network. This is the day to bake a cake and send it to the Internal Revenue Service. The federal income tax is 69 years old today. Now, you won't find too many parades or anniversary parties across the country today. There's very little pressure being applied to make February 25th, the birthday of the federal income tax, a national holiday. If it were a national holiday, for Pete's sake, Congress would have to take off another 10 days to celebrate it. Anyway, the income tax and how it came to be in just a moment.
We're here at Nick's Health Spa with a new Canon MP400F system copier. Nick, people exercise here?
Yes, reduce, and enlarge the muscle tone.
That's exactly what the Canon MP400F does, and more.
It enlarges the muscle tone?
No. It has two reduction modes and one enlargement mode. Watch. These diet plans are ledger size. We can reduce them to legal, even down to letter size. At 40 letter size copies a minute, the MP400F is the fastest compact system copier.
Looks like a pretty fit machine.
That's because it's a desktop copier. It also feeds and has an optional sorter.
So if you want to reduce, or enlarge your copies, this machine can do it?
Yes, it also feeds, speeds, and sorts.
I bet it don't sweat.
No, it don't sweat.
Want to see if I could pick it up?
No.
The Canon MP400F, the fastest compact system copier. Micronics makes it simple.
As supporters of the Equal Rights Amendment are painfully aware today, it is not easy to get the Constitution of the United States amended. The framers of the Constitution didn't want to make it easy, that's for sure. And one thing the Founding Fathers certainly never intended was a federal income tax. In fact, there were specific prohibitions against any levying of direct taxes on the people by the federal government in the original Constitution. But during the Civil War, to pay for the great expense of the war, a tax based on the amount of income was attempted. President Lincoln signed it into law, and for a while there was even withholding, and there were progressive tax rates. The more you made, the more you paid. But prevailing judicial opinion was that this was all highly unconstitutional, and in 1872, the income tax was repealed. So another federal income tax was approved in 1894, but the Supreme Court shot it down as unconstitutional in 1895. The principal source of revenue for the federal government was tariffs, excise taxes. They weren't unconstitutional. Although back in 1794, when an excise was laid on carriages used for pleasure or ostentation, there had been an outcry that it was nobody's business what citizens wanted to spend their money on, and therefore was unconstitutional. But the Supreme Court upheld that one. Anyway, Congress decided in the year 1909 to amend the Constitution so there could be an income tax. But it took all those years from then until 1913 before the required three-fourths of the states ratified it. It was finally done on February 25th, 1913. This day, 69 years ago, that's when the income tax camel got its nose into the tent. In 1917, total income tax receipts for the federal government, as all they took in, was less than $1 billion. Today, incidentally, $1.6 billion is what it cost to build one Trident nuclear submarine. World War I cost some dollars, not to mention some lives, and by 1920, the federal government was taking in $5.5 billion. But most Americans still were not paying income taxes through the 1920s and 30s. It was World War II that ended the common saying, if I ever make enough money to pay an income tax, I'll never complain. At the start of World War II, 8 million Americans were paying income taxes. 8 million. By the time the war was over, over 60 million of us were paying income taxes. In 1951, when income tax revenues had reached $50 billion, Congress eliminated the collectors of internal revenue who ran the tax offices across the country and set up the Internal Revenue Service that we know so well today. The camel is now in the tent. Indeed, the camel is now sitting at the table, sleeping in the cot, and helping itself to the liquor supply. And in accordance with Parkinson's law that expenses rise to meet income and then some, the Pentagon now has its eye on $1.5 trillion, most of which will have to come from taxing your income, assuming, of course, that you have any income to tax. Anyway, the camel is now 69 years old, still has just a terrific appetite. Now this.
Does the outfield of the Fifth Street Little League have Smucker's grape jelly sandwiches after practice?
Naturally!
Does the infield love the natural taste of good fresh grapes?
Naturally!
Does the catcher's mom buy the big 2-pound jar for the whole team?
Naturally!
Smucker's grape is naturally good because it's naturally made. Never, never any preservatives, artificial flavoring, or coloring. When it comes to grape jelly, Smucker's bats 1,000. Because with a name like Smucker's, it has to be good. Yeah!
Newsbreak, Charles Osgood, CBS News.
CBS News. A federal judge sets John Hinckley's day in court. I'm Douglas Edwards reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Hinckley is charged in a 13-count indictment with the shooting of President Reagan and three others last March 30th. Today, Hinckley was ordered to court, as Eric Engberg reports.
A federal judge expressing some impatience at the long delays in bringing John Hinckley Jr. to trial today ordered defense and prosecution to be ready to begin the trial in 2 weeks. Judge Barrington Parker told both sides, "It's very nearly the one-year anniversary of the event. I think it's time to proceed." Hinckley shot and wounded President Reagan and three other people last March 30th outside a Washington hotel. The judge directed his lawyers and the governments to submit by next Monday written arguments on the legal issues surrounding the insanity defense, which is expected to be the core of the trial. Hinckley has already admitted to shooting the president. The March 9th trial date set by the judge could be delayed if the government goes to the full appeals court to argue some pretrial rulings concerning evidence that the government lost. Prosecutors said that decision hasn't been made at the top levels of the Justice Department, but they noted that the government, like the judge, sees reason to get the case to trial without further delay. Eric Engberg, CBS News, Federal Court, Washington.
Now, this message.
After insulating the attic, my home isn't an icebox anymore, and I save $40. That's a buck off every bundle I installed with CertainTeed's Buck-A-Bundle rebate.
Every bundle we installed.
It's 6-inch thick fiberglass attic insulation rated R19. Now, the higher the R value, the greater the insulating power. So my afternoon's work really paid off.
Our afternoon's work.
Anyway, see your participating CertainTeed dealer before March 15th and save a buck a bundle on up to 40 bundles of insulation. It can be the difference between being cold and being cozy.
Ask your CertainTeed dealer for a fact sheet on R-values.
Here's here, baby!
I remembered to correct my grip. I even remembered to duck, but...
That's 21 zip, my game!
Could I have forgotten? My body?
Don't forget your body. Remember Rexall Vitamins.
If your life is active, eat the right foods. For supplement, remember Rexall Stress Formula Vitamins Plus Iron.
Don't forget your body. Remember Rexall Vitamins.
Rexall Stress Formula Vitamins Plus Iron. Only $3.79 at all participating stores.
A report by the National Bureau of Standards on last July's collapse of two skywalks at the Kansas City Hyatt Regency Hotel says the structures could not support their own weight, and the report says the walkways were not built to specifications. 113 people died in the disaster, and 186 were injured, including Chuck Hayes and his wife. CBS radio affiliate KCMO talked to Hayes this morning.
I've just recently returned to work. 2 hours a day is just about all I can put in. The doctor has told my wife that she will probably never be able to work because of severe back injuries and leg injuries. So, you know, the aggravation, I guess the word I'm looking for is frustration. That's the big word here.
Hayes says today's report is of little consolation to the families of those who died. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says President Reagan has underestimated budget deficits for the next 3 years. For example, the CBO says the 1983 deficit will be $121 billion, not $91.5 billion, as the president has predicted. In all, the CBO predicts federal deficits will run $140 billion higher over the three-year period 1983 to 1985. Inflation continued to slow in January as the consumer price index was up just 0.3%. That's the lowest rate of inflation since July 1980, about 3.5% on an annual basis. The department cites lower gasoline prices and a decline in clothing costs, two factors keeping inflation down. Wall Street, the Dow Jones average up 5.33. Now, this message.
Right now, Lincoln Mercury offers a program that's better than anybody else's, period. Something no competitor has. Not Chrysler, GM, Toyota, or VW. Nobody. It starts with free scheduled maintenance for 2 full years on Lynx and LN7. So for 2 full years, virtually all you have to pay for is gas. And on Lynx and LN7, you'll also get a free 2-year warranty. Free for 2 years or 24,000 miles, whichever comes first. This limited warranty covers virtually everything except accidents, abuse, tires, and fluids. But that's not all. On every new 82 Lynx and LN7, you'll also get a 5% cash bonus off the base vehicle sticker price. Apply it to your down payment or get a check direct from Lincoln Mercury. Limit one per customer. See your Lincoln Mercury dealer for details. Free scheduled maintenance for 2 years, a free 2-year warranty, a 5% cash bonus on cars delivered now through April 3rd. Lynx and LN7 from Lincoln Mercury. It takes cars built this well to make you an offer this good.
Both sides in the Wayne Williams murder trial will present their closing arguments tomorrow, and the case could go to the jury before the day is over. The trial was adjourned for the day today after Williams' mother told the jury, "They have not produced evidence that my son is a killer." The defense asked Judge Clarence Cooper for a verdict of acquittal, but Cooper refused. Wayne Williams is charged with 2 of the murders of young Atlanta blacks. Douglas Edwards, CBS News.
CBS News, the Wayne Williams trial reaches a milestone. This is Reed Collins reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The last witnesses were heard today in the Wayne Williams trial in Atlanta, Georgia. The defendant's mother was the last on the stand, and she told the jury, "They have not produced evidence that my son is a killer." Closing arguments tomorrow. In Newport, Rhode Island, the state has rested its case in the attempted murder trial of Klaus von Bülow, charged with putting his millionaire's wife in a diabetic coma. A federal judge in Washington has set March the 9th as the trial date for John Hinckley Jr., accused in the last March shooting of President Reagan and 3 others. That trial currently is held up by the dispute about the admissibility of evidence. News continues after this.
Reach out, touch someone.
Hello?
Hey, Gaylord.
Jack.
How you doing?
Is that you?
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
You recognize my voice on the first crack.
I sure do. It sounds like you're next door.
Yeah, well, I am next door. Pound on the wall. I was thinking about you. I was thinking about coming up and doing some fishing.
Great.
Yeah. Are they biting?
Are they biting? My grandmother caught a 500-pound catfish yesterday, and that was out of the well we dug.
Yeah. What'd you use for bait?
She's a boa constrictor.
Reach out, touch someone.
I'm going to come up next week, then, that's for sure. How are Ann and the kids?
They're great, and boy, are they going to be excited when they hear you're coming up.
Oh, that's terrific. Think Ann would mind if I stay with you guys?
Oh, shoot, no, Jack. Wait a minute. She's right here. Let me ask her. Hey, honey, what do you think about Jack coming up and spending some time with the family and everything? Jack, let me get back to you on that.
Reach out and touch someone.
The Bell System.
Screen Actors Guild President Ed Asner held a news conference in Hollywood today over his donation of funds to the Salvadoran guerrillas. Linda Douglas has the story.
Ed Asner, who plays the tough but soft-hearted city editor on TV's Lou Grant Show, today reacted to charges that in real life he's too political. Asner, head of the 50,000-member Screen Actors Guild, became embroiled in controversy last week when he and others announced a fundraising effort and presented a $25,000 check for medical supplies to be sent to revolutionaries in El Salvador. Last week, a group of union members, led by actor Charlton Heston, launched a drive to recall Asner, citing his political activism, among other things. Asner told a crowded news conference he doesn't regret his actions, but added he'll make sure the public understands he speaks as a private citizen.
I would make an attempt to minimize such controversial appearances, but I will continue to speak as a private citizen and be proud of it.
A group calling itself the Congress of Conservative Contributors said it will boycott products advertised on the Lou Grant Show to protest Asner's stand on El Salvador. Nevertheless, the actor said today he's not being pressured by either CBS or his producers to change his position. Linda Douglas, CBS News, Hollywood.
In Washington, the Senate Majority Leader Baker vowed to finish the anti-busing bill, which has kept the Senate up half the night, and promises a session on Saturday. Liberals, led by Lowell Weicker, Republican of Connecticut, are trying to stave off the measure with a filibuster involving some 100 suggested amendments. The measure, which would curb court-ordered busing, has been pending in the Senate since last June. The consumer price index edged upward 0.3% last month. That's the lowest inflation rate in any month in a year and a half. On an annual basis, this January rise would yield an inflation rate of some 3.5%. The White House is hailing the January figures as a continuing downward trend. The National Bureau of Standards says faulty design was a major factor in the collapse of the walkways in the Hyatt Regency Hotel tragedy in Kansas City. 113 people were killed in that accident last July. A railroad car filled with a toxic chemical overturned near the East Georgia town of Greensboro early today. As the fumes spread, hundreds of people were being evacuated from the area. More news after this.
I'm driving home last night when I see a white glow about 400 feet up ahead. The closer I got, the brighter the glow, so I slowed way down. That's when I saw the dog. That glow was his collar reflecting my headlights. Lucky he wore that Hartz collar, or I never could have stopped in time.
Protect your dog or cat right now with the Hartz 2-in-1 Plus Nighttime Safety Reflecting Collar, the first flea and tick collar that reflects oncoming car headlights and kills fleas and ticks for 5 months. The Hartz 2-in-1 Plus Reflecting Collar. Now the Hartz Flea and Tick Killer can be a lifesaver too.
I'm Doug Poling, CBS News. Listen for my CBS News tax special daily this week with 20 additional broadcasts this weekend. I'll report on new changes in the tax laws, how to avoid common and costly mistakes, how to prepare for next year's tax return, and how to get the most out of this year's. CBS News tax special, all this week with 20 more special broadcasts Saturday and Sunday on most of these CBS radio network stations. Hear it here.
Elizabeth Taylor held a news conference in London today, and 1,000 people blocked the street for 1 hour just to get a glimpse of her. Not much news issued from the conference. United Press International says she was terse, gracious, and sometimes tart. On Wall Street, sweeter at this hour. The Dow Industrial Average up 5.52, the index at 832.29, the volume 34,540,000 shares. Reed Collins, CBS News.